This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You won't say college football, big voice
big
guy.
Big voice guy.
Scott Docterman of The Athletic covers the college football. Joins us now on Grant and Danny. Scott, the University of Virginia is currently a playoff team. They're ranked in the top 12. What do you make of the Cavaliers and their road ahead?
Yeah, I look at the Cavaliers, and they've kind of had they've just had such an amazing run. And in some ways, it's lucky bounces. I mean, you look at Louisville winning in overtime, North Carolina by a fraction of an inch, even Washington State. But I think they've got a couple of tough games coming up against teams that are capable of beating them if they do not play well, and that's Wake Forest and at Duke. I think both of these teams are not necessarily good teams, but they're bowl teams, and Duke is probably a little bit better, and going on the road is going to be a challenge for Virginia. However, the Cavaliers have played really well this year. They're angling to get into the ACC championship, and if you win the ACC championship, you're going to be in the tournament, and I think that's something that none of us would have expected a couple of months ago, but I think they put themselves in that position with some really solid play, and again, the right bounces at the right time.
Do you think they need to win that ACC championship to get in the playoff?
I do. They would have to. If they have two losses, then you enter the conversation with Big Ten and SEC teams with two losses. And I think, from what I've seen anyway, that most of the Big Ten and SEC teams with two losses are teams that probably we would all expect to beat Virginia head-to-head. Now, that could change, but I think that you look at Virginia right now, and if you say, hey, if they're 12-1, they should probably at least host a game. If they're 11-2, how do they line up against potentially like an Oregon or a Texas or a couple of other teams in the SEC and Big Ten? And I don't know that they stack up real well at this point.
Scott, this BYU Texas Tech game's got to be the top game as far as billing nationally. Number 7 against number 8. Get in price is starting at $375 in Lubbock. It's a noon kick, and Texas Tech, the number 8 team in the country, is actually favored by 10.5 points. How do you see it going?
I like Texas Tech. I think they're just they were surprised out in Phoenix, but Texas Tech is a really it's a complete team in every single facet of game. I mean, I think, going to Arizona State was a surprise loss, but then they sense a bounce back with 83 points in wins against Oklahoma State and Kansas State. And the way that they've ran roughshod over everybody, I just think that they are complete in every area. Defensively, they're the best team in the Big 12. Offensively, they've got pieces everywhere that really fit, and BYU has played well this year. I mean, don't get me wrong, I think it's been an impressive run for BYU, because after losing their quarterback in the offseason, and Bear Bachmeyer has come in and played really well, and they had a pretty big win against Iowa State on the road a couple weeks ago, but I don't know that you know, again, I think home and field advantage really plays a factor here for the Red Raiders. So I expect Texas Tech to win. And then those two teams are probably the best two contenders in the Big 12 for the college football playoff. Maybe Utah has a chance to kind of sneak into that party as well. But you know, we could be seeing this matchup again in about 4 weeks in Arlington.
Scott, give me a team or two that maybe outside the rankings looking in that we've kind of forgotten about, right, that could still make some noise and maybe whether it's jump back in or be the fly in the ointment or something like that. Give me a team that maybe we're overlooking at this point because, you know, all we see is that top group that's already in the playoff now if it started today.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I think if you get outside like the top 15 or so, I mean, I think the game I'm watching probably the closest is Oregon and Iowa. You know, Oregon's 9, Iowa's 20. And I think Iowa has a chance to you know, win that game, not only being at home, it's going to be inclement weather, potentially snow against Oregon, which would probably, knock down a little
game.
Bit of their...
Give me a snow piece.
You could have a snow game. It's supposed to rain at minimum. But you're going to limit that speed, and then it comes down to physicality, and Iowa's as good as it gets there. But, I mean, I think, you know, some of the AAC teams, I mean, they're really bunched together. Somebody's going to get in out of there. I think Memphis and Tulane play tonight. Memphis is not in the top 25, but there's one group of five champion that gets in. I think they're there. I think USF, I'm sorry. I think USF has got a really good chance, too. They were kind of the darlings of the early season in beating Boise State and Florida. But I think that they also have a chance here if they can get in the AAC championship game, that I think they got a chance to get in there, and they're just slightly outside the top 25.
Quick follow-up on that. I know we're running up against it here, but is Iowa good offensively or better than they have been? I mean, they were so terrible for so long. How would they beat Oregon? I know their defense is elite, but do they have enough firepower now?
They average 31 points a game. I mean,
wow.
This is a team that put up that beat their biggest rivals, Wisconsin and Minnesota, combined 78-3.
Wow.
And they run the ball with effectiveness. Their quarterback, Mark Gronkowski, is the winningest quarterback in college football history. He came from South Dakota State, where he won two national titles. He doesn't have a big arm, but it's very productive, and he has 11 rushing touchdowns thus far this year. So they've weaned to kind of more option football and also throwing with more precision. And so where they're not explosive, and Oregon is, they are very productive and precise. And I think that's something that they could really compete with against Oregon or just about any other team in the Big Ten.
Scott, thank you as always, man. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Appreciate you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.